Okay, I won't take up much more of your time because I want to leave time for everyone to go to the posters and to have conversations with the researchers and to discover all these really fascinating results. I think what we heard, these very brief glimpses of the diversity and the range of projects that we've helped to support, I think show that, first of all, there's a very vital community in Quebec doing research on health and language. And Quebec is, in fact, Quebec and Canada in general, I think, are in a very good position to take a leadership role in studying the problems of language, health, culture, because of our, you know, because of our history, because of our demographics. The world can learn a lot from what is going on here and from the kind of research that we do. We've chosen to help support projects that, some of which are fundamental research projects, very much like this one that Norman was just describing. Some are very applied, Antonia, for example, with and some of the L2 nurses projects, with the thought that eventually this network of fundamental researchers and applied researchers would talk to each other and would work together. We were just discussing at our table during dinner, the fundamental research of today is the kind of research that informs the applied research of 20, 30 years down the road. Right? The applied research of now, applied research that is being now, is the kind of it works on the kinds of questions that came up in fundamental research 20, 30 years ago. And interestingly, you know, this is not a one-way street. Usually, very, very good, pure, or fundamental research questions arise in the context of application, because someone in an applied context says, wait a minute, this is not working the way I expected it to. How come this is not functioning? And this is where the fundamental research questions come from. So there's a very vital interplay between applied and fundamental research. You'll also notice that some of the projects that we helped support are very large projects, and we provided additional funds to them because we had convergent interests, because their projects were in line. So some of the slides that you saw specifically address this, right? Alignment with the goals of the McGill project. Some other ones clearly are newer projects, smaller scale, for which we provided the equivalent of seed money. We said, hey, why don't you try this? It sounded very interesting to us, and if it could work, it would help us, because we didn't have a whole lot of resources to put into the research part of this project. But what we did have, we tried to allocate, you know, on that basis, applied, fundamental, and either added value to existing large-scale projects or seed money to smaller emerging projects that were very promising. I think what we saw today was that a lot of people worked very hard using those few resources that we had and produced some quite amazing results. So I invite you to go see those results at the posters, and those of you who are here tomorrow as well, you will hear a lot more about what came up during these past few years at the roundtable discussions. So thank you for listening to these presentations. I also have some business to take care of. Yes, okay, so this is something that we can address tomorrow morning. It's for the researchers. You mean the conference thing? Okay, yeah, I'll talk to the researchers tomorrow, and we're all around the same round table. Let's just go to the posters now. I think that's what we need to do. Thank you.